Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday the 22nd of February, and as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, let's kick things off as always with the scores on the doors. And the ASX 200 today closed down 21.8 points, or 0.3% to 73.14.5. A pretty good effort, all things considered. We opened at 73.38.6, which was the high. We did hit 72.67.8, and it looked pretty down and out in Beverly Hills until we got the 11:30 wage data, which came in slightly better than expected and may take some of the pressure off the RBA to be ultra hawkish. Early days, but we shall see. The big weighing factor on the market today was CBA, which went ex-dividend. It was down 2.3%. So before you all get really upset, remember it was ex-dividend today. So that certainly did weigh on the index as well. So if you take away that, it wasn't a bad performance considering the US markets were down around 700 points. So not a bad effort all round. Looking at some of the stocks and sectors, banks mixed. Let's forget the CBA ex-dividend, although they were slightly easier, even accounting for that dividend. But NAB's down 0.1, Westpac up 0.1, ANZ having a cracker day, up 1.3%. Other financials not doing quite so badly or so well. We had IAG down 0.4%, QBE continuing up 0.3%. I was told today the QBE has been the best performing stock on the ASX 200 this year. I find that hard to believe. I have to check it. Medibank Public was up 0.7% today, and we did see a little bit of a bounce today in NHF, which was up 2.2% today. That was my pick yesterday on one of the media channels as something to buy, as I felt that it had been overdone. Looks like it has been a little bit overdone. Rest of the financials not faring quite so well, especially in the fund management space. And we saw the likes of Perpetual down 1.1%, Magellan down another 2.1%, Platinum down 0.9%, Hub down 1.3%, and Pinnacle down 3.1%. AMP continuing to slop around, down 1.8% there as well. In the industrial sector, not a bad day. Pretty flat, really, across the board in the industrials. The REITs were better. GMG, Goodman Group up 0.5%. SGP, Stockland up 1.3% after their comments yesterday about wet weather affecting the number of contracts they would exchange on their housing projects. We also saw Centre Group come out today. Pretty good numbers from Centre Group. 3.5% there, with the CEO all over the media today talking up the story. Seems to have worked. Tech stocks doing well as well. WiseTech, great result from them. Again, 4.3% higher. Zero, nothing. Altium down 2.1%. And the Alltech index pretty much unchanged, although we did see a little bit of a loss in some of the old school platform stocks. REA Group down 2.2%. Car sales down 1.2%. Seek, though, managing 1.5% gain. Woolies and Coles better. Woolies results out today, up 2%. Coles up 0.3%. Aristocrat up 0.7%. In the healthcare space, we had Cochlear. Certainly, people listening to that one up 0.8%. Although CSL seems to be bleeding a little bit at the moment, down 0.9% there in CSL. Looking across to resources, damage done across the board, really. Not too many patches of green. We did get BHP pretty much unchanged. Brokers very much of the opinion it was a solid result. Solid being the operative word. Unchanged, though. Rio down 0.5%. Fortescue slipping back after a good day yesterday, down 1.8% today. Mineral Resources down 1.3%. Pilbara down 3%. IGO down 1.3% as well. there was a big front page FT headline saying that lithium in China had fallen 30%. Well, that didn't really come as much of a surprise, as it has been falling for some time, but certainly market didn't like that. Lynas down 1.8% as well. Liontown down 1.5%. And we did see Argosy down 3.4%. Gold miners, nasty, 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 despite the fact that the gold price in Aussie dollar terms is actually doing better. Newcrest down 2.02%. Northern Star down 3.3%. Evolution down 3.1%. And De Grey down 2.9%. The big faller today was St Barbara, which is not an unusual thing. They did fall nearly, well, over 10%. on their results, which weren't particularly good. In other news today, the Woodside was up 0.2%. Santos had some good results, up 3.1% today. Very big increase in dividend as well. That will please retail investors. And we did have Whitehaven Coal up 1.5%. It was all about resources and results, though, today. Results coming thick and fast today. And we also got some news on Origin. Certainly the state of Origin got considerably better today when Brookfield came back with another non-binding conditional bid. I don't know how many conditions they want because they've had a look at the books for so long, but Origin did well today on the back of the new bid at a revised price downwards, not huge amounts really, $8.90 the revised price down, the stock rising 12.7%. The big faller and shaker today was Domino's, which fell like a domino. Stuffed crusts all round, down 23.8%. It appears that Domino's cunning ploy to raise prices, raise delivery costs, and put impost on people have turned a lot of customers off, bearing in mind that it's pretty cheap and not the greatest pizza in the world. It doesn't take much to turn people off and go elsewhere. So although the company is seeing some signs that inflation is cooling a little bit in things like cheese, etc., those price rises really have hurt sales numbers. St Barbara, as we say, fell nastily. SiteMinder had a good day, though. They were up strongly. They were up 5.97% on their results. And MMS, Macmillan Shakespeare, which is the salary packaging and car lease people, they're up 6.5% on those numbers today. SGH, Slater and Gordon, who remembers that one? Well, they got a bid today. Well, it looks as if they're getting a bid. They're in a trading halt, but they attracted the attention of a turnaround specialist. Of course, Slater and Gordon, mostly in the hands of a private equity firm, Anchorage Capital, at the moment. EML, I'm sure they wish they had a turnaround specialist looking at them. They fell another 9.4%. Board changes, impairments, challenges ahead, transformation, you name it, it wasn't good. Star City as well, SGR in a trading halt pending a capital raising, perhaps. That was the news in the media this morning. In economic news, it was all about that wage growth number, which came in at 3.3%. which was below the 3.5% that the market was going for. It rose 0.8% this quarter. The market was going for 1%. Private sector rose 0.8%. Public sector rose 0.7%. So that was good news and may play into the RBA's hands in terms of the hawkishness. Rio Tinto just coming out as we speak. Just Rio Tinto FY underlying earnings, $13.3 billion. Versus $21.4 billion a year ago. That is the headline number, $13.3 billion versus $21.4 billion a year ago. The interim dividend is probably what you're really concerned about, has been announced as $2.67 a share. That is down from $3.76, which did include a special dividend last time. So that gives us a full year for Rio in terms of US cents, $4.92. That is down from $7.93. So following BHP very much in the same mode as cutting that dividend again. The good times well and truly behind us in terms of those excessive dividends we've seen from the commodity stocks. In Asian markets, we have Japan down 1.3%. Hong Kong flats their budget today. China down 0.6. Looking at the winners for grinners today, let's go through them from the top. The big winner today was Origin, getting that big increased bid from Brookfield. Well, increased from at least increased the fact that they actually came back. Decreased in terms of cents per share. Next up in the winners list was Macmillan Shakespeare, MMS, which had a good day today. They were up 6.5%. A2 Milk bouncing back, no longer quite so sour. Cream rising, 6.25% better. SiteMinder, good result today, up 6%. Styx or Strike Energy, STX, up 4.9%. OML, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Light, or as they're more usually called, Ooh Media, was up 4.6%. DTL had a good day today, surprisingly, up 4.4%. And WiseTech doing very well, up 4.3% as well today on the back of their numbers. It's been a big winner this year. In the losers' corner, on the naughty step today, very much in the corner today, Domino's Pizza down 23.8%. We have run through that. Not good. SBM, St. Barbara, not good either, down 10.9%. News Corp, not often see that one, down 8.9%. Looks like they've abandoned the moves to sell part of their business, the property business, 8.9% down. CGC, Costa Group, well, not quite Costa so much today, down 8.2%. So SG Fleet, salary packaging as well. They were down 7.95% on their numbers. Coronado down 6.8%. Leo Lithium down 6.2%. LLL and 360 down 5.7%. Ioneer rounding them out, as usual, up 5% one day, down 5% the next day, down 5% today. Positive sectors today were the oil and gas sector, the REITs, not really much else as a sector that was better today, but I suspect, if you look at it, the utilities were better because of Origin. Negative sectors, iron ore, gold miners, lithium, old school platform stocks as well. We had the big bank baskets down to $177.06, which was down 1.1%. Now, nil desperandum, my friends, because it was CBA that went ex-dividend today that was the result of that. And the big bank basket is just addition of the four share prices. Nothing fancy schmancy with the big bank basket. Does not account for dividends. The All Tech Index unchanged. Gold bouncing to 2687. Bitcoin down to 24,192 dollars. US a fund token, the Aussie dollar lower, 68.29 on the back of that wage data. The 10-year yield steady around 3.85, and we are currently seeing a little bit of a bounce in US markets, with the Dow futures up around 40-odd points and NASDAQ futures up around 29 points. I'll bring you the update when that flashes across on CNBC in a minute, but that looks to be a little bit better. We do get NVIDIA results tonight as well. Major movers and shakers today, LYL. Like a podium, having a good day today. Looks as if the results were better than expected there. They're up nearly 10% today. A2 Milk, also a bit of bargain hunting around for them. 6.25% better. Service Stream, SSM. The results cheered, brought some buyers back in. 9.2% better. And the losers corner, and there were a few losers today. And just getting the Dow futures currently up. 41 points for Dow futures. We did see James Hardie falling 4.6% on the back of US housing woes. Costa Group looks like they copped some downgrades, 8.2% down. Judo, which had a good result and did find some friends. NASDAQ up 30 points, by the way. Judo fell 4.65%. Judo chopped. And, of course, we did see also losses in Freelancer, which is heading to irrelevance, 21.57% down on their results. Meteoric falling back to earth, 11.11%. And EML payments, impairments, transformation, board changes, you name it, it's an MBA exercise in the motions at the moment, 9.38% down. Looking at some company results in a little more detail, I'll just pick out some of the highlights. Domino's. Management is confident in the ability to return to positive same-store growth sales, but it warns that its full-year same-store sales growth will be below its medium-term target of 3-6%. Struggling with inflation, online sales falling as well as they put through price rises and people balking at paying more for Domino's. Origin, $8.90 is the bid. This will apply for the first 100,000 shares, and then you will get $4.334 for every $3.19.4 of in US per share. And the inclusion of this US dollar consideration reflects the underlying exposure has that Origin has to gas integrated gas assets. It will also be reduced by any dividends, including the 16.5 cent fully franked dividend announced last week. Santos reported a surge in full-year net profit after tax by 221% to $2.1 billion, announced an unfranked dividend of 15.1 cents a share, up 78%. Strong global energy demand, higher oil and LNG prices. Woolies saw earnings up by 12%. 71.9 cents per share in the first half or the second half, with sales rising 4% to $33 billion, lifted its dividend by 18%. The company reported that the inflation is impacting the way customers shop, but the effect on its business remains the same. Wally Parsons in the old vernacular. Full year earnings are similar, expected to be similarly in line with consensus, and the underlying EBITDA margin will be similar to FY22. It declared an interim dividend of 25 cents a share. La Visa, strong start to the year. Comparable store sales growth of 12.3% for La Visa today. Total sales up 24%. The stock fell 0.9%. Oz Minerals, no one cares really about the results there for Oz Minerals, but they did report a dividend, which shareholders will get the benefit of the fully frankness. WiseTech Global reported NPAT rose 40%, with total revenue up 35% to 378.2. EBITDA up 36%, reconfirmed its FY23 guidance and updated its revenue growth expectations to 26 and 30%. SiteMinder reduced its losses to $25.5 million in the first half, and Pilbara has executed a $250 million long-term debt facility with the Australian government. I don't quite know why they need to raise debt, seeing as they've got cash coming out of their eyeballs. Flight Centre released their first half 23 results and delivered a higher than expected underlying EBITDA of $95 million. And that'll do. In economic news, as I say, we had the wage data today, 0.8% rise this quarter, 3.3% over the year, both 0.2% better than anticipated. We saw the Reserve Bank of New Zealand raise official cash rates to 4.75% from 4.25%. These guys have been leading the charge on rates, being first cab off the rank, I guess. And the bank's forecasts now show the official cash rate peaking at 5.5% later this year. In Japan, the benchmark yield climbed back above the central bank's ceiling at 0.5%. Hong Kong budget today, not much coming out of US and Europe, although McKinsey is cutting up to 2,000 jobs in a back office restructuring. Biden has vowed Putin will never prevail in Ukraine. And the Amazon employees seem to be unhappy to be ordered back into the office. They've started a petition urging Jazzy and Amazon's leadership teams, known as the S Team, to drop the mandate. So far, it's got 16,000 members and about 5,000 employees have signed the petition as of Tuesday night. But it will all be about Rio numbers, as far as we're concerned, heading into the evening and then tomorrow's session. And of course, keeping an eye on the Dow, seeing if we can get some sort of rally out of the US market. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening, and we're back again tomorrow to do it all again. Super Thursday.